Nearly 40 years ago, two best friends said goodbye to each other by holding on to different ends of a paper streamer. Joe Chan was on a boat, and his best friend Pak Yan was standing on the dock. As the distance between them grew, the streamer slowly unraveled until it eventually broke, and they were no longer in each other's sight. Joe and Pak didn't know if they would see each other again, until they did.
We went to school together. We live in the same neighborhood in Hong Kong. We walked to school together. After school, we went to a bike shop, rent a bike, and practice biking. Yeah, Hong Kong is a small island, and the government always create land by moving the big mountain to fill out the harbor. Then they need to let the landfill settle for several years, and then put new apartment building on it. So that's why we get a lot of opportunity to use this open land.
Yeah, I remember those were some of my best time was to ride bike with you on those wide open space in Hong Kong. But I have to leave Hong Kong after sixth grade because my family immigrated to the United States.
I vividly remember that night that I sent you off. And I remember you got a roll of paper. What do you call those paper?
Streamer.
Streamer. And you throw it to me, I hold it in my hand. And when a ship is moving out with all the passengers on board, so this memory make me, I remember that real well.
So how long did we keep in touch?
After you left, we send letter to each other, about one letter per week.
The last letter that I have in possession was dated January 1967.
但我對香港仍有無限嘅留戀.
I'm still nostalgic about Hong Kong.
交友才有快樂. 和其他嘅外國人.
I have problem making friends here because of a language barrier.
很難交得上所謂知己.
It's hard to make friends, good friends like you.
And then now, I came to the United States too. I know you are in America, but then there's a big question mark in my mind. Where is Joe Chan? How come I get lost with him? I found 108 Joe Chan in America, from East Coast to the West Coast and all in between.
Do you remember what my number was on that list?
Well, actually, you were listed at 104. Well, I think I take 3 afternoons to call all this 108 number of the calls. And some, I even have a long conversation with them, and I know they are not Joe Chan. Some, you just were rude or hang up or just don't say anything. Yeah, it's quite an experience. But the point is, there's this big question mark, how come we know each other for so long, and we have been exchanging letters for so long, and we got lost. I was overwhelmed when you called me back. I was just can't believe this is a big country, so many places, and so many people, and I finally could find you. I was very happy.
So happy birthday. I'm very happy to have this opportunity to celebrate your birthday and share our story.
That was Joe Chan and Pak Yan in the StoryCorps booth. That piece was produced by Geraldine Asu and Shireen Adel.